This morning's Newsmaker segment brought to you by Warrensburg Ford. This morning, we're speaking with Missouri State Representative Joe Don McGaugh of the 39th District. Representative McGaugh, thank you for your time, of course.
Yes, sir.
And let's talk about it. Mainly the State of the State address focused on Governor Nixon's budget for 2015 for this upcoming year. Tell us the responses that you and your colleagues on the GOP side of the aisle had for it.
You know, we were surprised about what was in the report, presently surprised. Normally there are a lot of extra spending items within the budget that the governor puts in that he asks us to appropriate one way or another. And this year, he basically prioritized education and giving aid to some of our state's most vulnerable citizens, which we like, an additional $50 million to K-12 education, $5 million to early education, called Project Lead the Way, which is to promote science, technology, and engineering in 350 elementary schools. And there's also a $12 million bump for Missouri's colleges and universities. So those are things I think that most people on my side of the aisle and bipartisan as well can get behind. You know, we don't like to see projects, special interest groups, or those type of things. We want to make sure we're taking care of education and funding the things that we need to fund first.
And where do you think, one of the other topics that came up, and I don't know if he touched in the State of the State directly, but, you know, infrastructure, our roads, our highways, is that something the GOP is looking at, too, as far as maybe modifications to the budget proposal by the governor and things that need to come up here in this session?
Yeah, as you may remember, last year we had on the statewide ballot Amendment 7 for the statewide sales tax to fund transportation, which failed. So I think the people have spoken over the state saying that we don't want a sales tax. So our option at this point, as you know, MoDOT's done a study on a toll road for I-70, and then there's always the option of raising the gas tax or a combination of all three. In Missouri, we have the Hancock Amendment, which basically means the legislature can't vote in a tax increase without the vote of the citizen, which is a great thing. But it also, at times, with this, we have so much that needs to be done in regards to infrastructure and transportation that we really need to come up with a way to do it. So there's a lot of heads together right now trying to figure out the best way to efficiently create funds to get to MoDOT so they can fix these roads. And they've come out with their plan basically that, for instance, in Carroll County, they're basically only going to do work on 65 and 24 highway. That's the only money that they will have. So we need to come up with a way with the lettered number roads in the rural districts, especially the farm-to-market roads that are important for farmers to get their products to market. We need to, you know, those are going to crumble and crack and be non-existent in the near future. So we definitely need to do something now rather than waiting like we have. And I know there's a lot of public mistrust as far as MoDOT and the legislature and what happens with the money. So we want to be good stewards of the money, number one. But we also want to make sure that we have transportation and infrastructure for the future.
And that's what surprised me is the taxpayers turned it down, and a lot of them are farmers, a lot of people
right.
that work and use these roads. So
right.
it is something that needs to be addressed, and I'm sure you'll work on it soon. One other thing that was interesting, and you don't see this very often, are politicians turning down raises. Tell us, what went into the legislation's thinking about the pay increases that were proposed before it?
So the way that works, several years ago, they took out of the legislature's hands the ability to pass themselves a pay raise. And they put it over to a state commission who is in charge of looking at the pay of legislators and statewide officials. So every couple years, the commission gets together and they propose, what should be done with salaries. So this year, they actually suggested 11% increase. So Representative Jay Barnes from Jefferson City filed House Committee Resolution Number 2, and basically that would turn down that pay. So that the very first thing we did in the House was voted to reject that pay raise that would have gone into effect through this commission. We passed it out of the House by huge bipartisan support. I think we had 133 yes votes out of 163. Sent it over to the Senate, and the first day that the Senate brought it up, a couple of senators from St. Louis area had tried to filibuster the bill. They laid it over, and then yesterday afternoon they brought it up again in the Senate, and it passed again overwhelmingly. There were only 3 votes against it. So I think the message that we sent by doing that is that state workers in Missouri are some of the lowest paid in the entire country. We've given them pay raises the last couple of years, pretty small and modest. So I don't want to drive down the road and see a state trooper. I don't want to, you know, see corrections officers who work in our prisons. You know, they deserve a raise, not politicians. Teachers in Missouri, you know, they need a pay raise. We're not fully funding the foundation formula for education, so we want to see those things before politicians get pay raises. I think it sends a good message to the state that we're putting our priorities first rather than our own paycheck.
Representative McGaul, thank you for your time. One more thing. We were talking a little bit slow getting the ball rolling legislatively this session so far, but you guys are picking up steam. And what was one of the things that related to dairy you guys recently passed?
Last year in our agriculture bills, we passed the Dairy Revitalization Act, and it was vetoed by the governor, not because of that particular bill, but another bill that was with it on the omnibus bill. And so we brought that bill back up, which basically in the federal farm bill last year, on the federal level, they've implemented margin insurance for dairy farmers. And what the bill would do in Missouri is Missouri would help dairy farmers pay those premiums to be part of that federal insurance program, much like federal crop insurance. In Missouri, traditionally we've been a producing state. We import milk into Missouri now from other states. All the studies have shown that the dairy industry in Missouri, it's a job creator, it's an economic boom to our state with the producers and the milk cows. And, you know, so it's a good program to try to, as it's called, revitalize the dairy industry in Missouri, and we're looking forward to hopefully doing good things with that. Also within that bill, it creates a scholarship for young kids who are interested in dairy, and they would be able to have some of their school paid for through scholarships to become involved in the dairy industry. So it's a good all-around agriculture bill, and we're looking forward to getting that on the books.
That was State Representative Jodon McGaul of the 39th District, part of your Morning Newsmaker segment on KMZU.